CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
It is indeed CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. You could say I've got the shakes today. I'm not going to lie. I am nervous, very nervous. Ads is not here, is on annual leave. It's just me today. You've got me all day. Oh, a week solo. And the shakes are real. You're probably going to hear my paper shake. Just a little bit. But hey, jumping in the deep end, we've got lots coming up in today's show. In the next hour, I'm going to let you know how you can win Christmas at your house. Love a bit of Christmas, especially in October. We're going to cover the Barrington Hill Climb from the weekend. I've got some friends that were involved in that, so I'm pretty excited. And also, let's not forget that it is indeed Monday, and with my nerves at the moment, we definitely need some Monday meditation. This is exactly what I need in my life. The song coming up next is Good Luck.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
It is indeed time for me to settle down a little bit because the nerves are getting to me, which means this is absolutely perfect.
Monday meditation.
Alrighty, it is time to meditate solo. Okay, we're going to take 30 seconds or so to just chill, which is something you may know I struggle to do. Okay, it's time to relax your body and reduce stress. I'm gonna roll my shoulders back. Join in with me. Roll your shoulders to the back. A few more times. And one more. Change direction. We're gonna roll those shoulders forward just to really move your body. Two more times. One, two. Now to help my shaky hands, you're going to do this with me because we're one team. Clench your fists, your hands into fists, and then hold. Three, two, one, and release. All right, clench those fists again. Hold and release. Now lower your shoulders. Away from your ears. Then bring them back up to your ears and lower them back down. Shake your shoulders from side to side like you're at a dance party to loosen up your body. Now take a breath. Inhale. Exhale. You are strong. You are smart. You are in control of your week. It is Monday. Whatever happened on the weekend, we know Hobart's currently in lockdown until 6 p.m. tonight. It's okay. It will all be okay. Welcome to a week with just Ari and no Adam. Do you feel relaxed? Do you feel calm? I hope so. Okay, over the weekend, pretty exciting. The Precision Exhaust Lake Barrington Hill Climb happened with over 60 competitors. Now, taking the outright win over the weekend was Ben Newman, driving a WRX STI. A huge congratulations to Ben, the Northwest Coast Car Club. I'd also like to thank all the officials for making the event run so smoothly. And if you are interested in getting involved in any way, shape or form, you can reach out to the Northwest Car Club on Facebook. So make sure you head over to Facebook and check them out, Northwest Car Club on Facebook. To be honest, when I hear WRX, I have instant fear because I used to have one. We used to own a WRX with my partner and the engine blew. So I just have this weird thing. I mean, that happens when you drive like a race car driver around the track and then on the way home from Simmons Plains, it just goes poof. So definitely scarred for life with that. Anyway, huge congratulations again to Ben Newman driving a WRX STI. Congratulations. And again, if you want to get involved in any way, shape or form or just know what events are coming up, you can head over to Facebook. Northwest Car Club on Facebook is where you need to go.
Christmas at your house.
Just think back to last Christmas, honestly. Just think back. How's your Christmas tree looking? Now, the reason why we're doing this so early is because you don't want to win a Christmas tree in December. You want to win it early so that we can come over and set it up for you. Make a day of it. Maybe we can have a roast, an early Christmas lunch with Adam and I. Not only will you win a Christmas tree fully decorated, but it's also got presents underneath it. It's valued over $2,000. You can check out the tree yourself at Optus in Devonport in the Rook Street Mall. So if you want to have a sneaky peek, also all the information is online, and that's where you can enter to win at cfmtaz.com.au. So quick run to the website and make sure you get your entries in. The more times you enter, the more chances of winning. It's CFM's Christmas at Your House, all thanks to Upper Burnie, Somerset and Wynyard News Agencies. They are more than just a news agency. And yes, Optus Store Devonport, backed by the best Optus network ever.
Trivia trial.
Get that phone number ready. 1-300-655-922. It's time to play Trivia Troll. If you can get through the phone lines and I can answer it with no mistakes, you will indeed go on the draw to win a $150 voucher to spend at Jensen's Quality Metalworks. And all you need to do is just answer this simple question. Okay, your Trivia Troll question for today is, someone is already ringing. Pipe down, y'all, pipe down. I'm not quite ready with the question just yet. Thank you. It stopped ringing. Bless. What milestone birthday did Sassafras Primary School just celebrate? If you know the answer to that question, the number again is 1-300-655-922. What milestone birthday did Sassafras Primary School just celebrate? Or you could say anniversary, birthday, same. But it's a big one. All right, 1-300-655-922.
Kid music.
CFM. Today is going to be a good day. Don't worry about tonight.
Trivia trial.
Hello, CFM. Who's this?
Hi, it's Mel.
Hello, Mel. Happy Monday.
Yeah, it's going to be a good day.
It is going to be a good day, and I'm all solo this week, so I'm a little bit nervous. I've definitely got the shakes. Okay, you have just called up to answer my question. What milestone birthday did Sassafras Primary School just celebrate? Do you know the answer?
Hopefully, 150 years.
Yes! I have a ding here somewhere. There we go. Congratulations, Mel. I do have your contact details already, so I'll pop you in the drawer to win that $150 voucher to spend at Jensen's Quality Metalworks.
Yay!
Lovely to hear from you, Mel.
Today in history, the thing that happened
thousands of years ago.
All right, let's have a look at it. Okay, today in history. So today is the 18th of October. I actually really love today's Today in History. In 1776, in a New York bar decorated with birds' feathers, a customer jokingly ordered a cocktail, and this is where a new drink was born. Yes, despite there being thousands of cocktail recipes online, there are actually, fun fact, only 77 International Bartenders Association recognized cocktails that are selected for the use in the annual World Cocktail Competition for bartending. Today, on the 18th of October in 1921, the pop-up bread toaster patent was granted to Charles Streit. The first electric toaster could only actually toast one side of the bread at each time. Charles spent several years improving this. He registered a toaster. Not only could it toast both sides at the same time, it also kept it from burning with its pop-up system. The timer on Charles Streit's invention had a mechanism that made the toast pop up when it was ready. This same mechanism is still employed on most of the toasters sold today. Pretty cool. The earliest recorded cartoon appeared in the New York Journal titled The Yellow Kid today in 1896. Surf Life Saving Association of Australia was formed today in 1907. And on October 18th in 1999, Pokemon Yellow Nintendo Game Boy was released in the US and sold a record 1 million units within 10 days.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
It sure is. CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Well, not quite. Adam is currently on annual leave, so it's me solo this week with you to give him some time to rest and hopefully, fingers crossed, some time to go on some Tinder dates. But that's... we'll hear about all of that, I hope, when he returns.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Okay, I've got some double passes to give away. If you want them, pretty much just give me a buzz on 1-300-655-922. The first person through will win a double pass to Northwest Pride Rocky Horror screening. I've got tickets to give away daily this week. Again, all you need to do is give me a buzz, 1-300-655-922, and that double pass is yours. It sounds absolutely amazing as well. So the Northwest Prize Halloween interactive screening of the Rocky Horror Picture Show. For those who didn't make it last time, this screening is all about singing, dancing, interacting. There's prizes for best costumes. And with the double pass, you'll also get a prop bag, totally a vibe, with instructions on how to use the contents. It is happening this Friday at 7:30 p.m. at the Metro Cinemas in Burnie. Now, if you don't make the phone lines just yet, you can also use the promo code RADIO5 to get $5 off your ticket. That number again, 1-300-655-922. If you want those double passes, the first person through will indeed win. It's CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Ari with you. Who am I talking with?
I'm Teresa.
Teresa, and where are you from, Teresa?
Devonport.
Teresa from Devonport. You would like to win the double pass to the Rocky Horror Show?
Yes, I would.
Oh, amazing. Congratulations. It is all yours. You'll win that double pass. It's happening this Friday from 7:30 p.m. You'll get a couple prop bags as well. It sounds like so much fun, and I got a little bit of FOMO.
Yeah.
Have a wonderful time and, yeah, enjoy. Okay, I hope I've done Adam proud with his precious dog news. CNN reported a man in Florida rescued his puppy from the jaws of an alligator, diving under the water and wrestling the reptile, all without, might I add, dropping the cigar from his mouth. Richard Wilbanks, 74, was walking his Cavalier King Charles Spaniel, his name's Gunner, around the pond near his retirement home in Estero, Florida, when the alligator raced up from the water and grabbed the poor pup. It came out of the water like a missile, Mr. Richard Wilbanks said. I never thought an alligator could be so fast. It was just so quick. The cameras that were set up at the Florida Wildlife Federation and the F-Stop Foundation that they'd set up at this park actually captured the encounter, which shows Wilbanks in the pond with his head submerged under the water as he tries to grab a hold of the alligator. He then emerges holding the reptile with still the dog in the reptile's jaws and the cigar still in Richard's mouth. Wilbanks moves to the edge of the pond while trying to pry the dog free. Eventually, he succeeds and Gunner runs away with Wilbanks still connected to the alligator. He's pretty much swapped his own hands for the dog to go free. So his hands are still stuck in the creature's mouth. It's okay, though, because Gunner has since been to the vet, and while he suffered a small puncture wound to his stomach, he's otherwise fine. While Wilbanks said his hands were all chewed up, the dog is fine and that's all that matters. So the real question is, how far would you go to save your dog?
No, I just want a dog. I just want a dog. I just want a dog. Dog, dog. No, I just want a dog. I just want a dog. I just want a dog. A dog, dog. And I want my dog to be in films.
Song, 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 snag.
It is indeed time for Song Snag. This is a bit of a competition that we like to play every morning. We snag a song. It's snagged really badly. If you know it, give me a buzz, 1-300-655-922. If you get it right, you will go in the draw to win breakfast for two at Windows on West Stella. Windows on West Stella for breakfast you'll look forward to every single day. I'm dreaming about those waffles. Oh, so good. Okay, now, I usually don't do the snagged songs, okay? That's usually Adam's domain. So I hope it's badly snagged, or it could just be snagged. Here it is. The Okay, I'm going to keep it real with you. I made it so easy. So easy. It's Monday. Doesn't matter. You should know what it is. Okay, it's Song Snag. The number again is 1-300-655-922.
Song Snag.
Hello, CFM. Who is this?
This is Emma.
Hello, Emma. How are you today?
I'm pretty good, thanks, mate.
That's good. Okay, you've called up for Song Snag to go in the draw to win breakfast for two at Windows One with Stella. Here's the song. Okay, Emma, what was the song for today's Song Snag?
TikTok by Kesha.
Yay! Congratulations, Emma. You are in the draw to win at breakfast for two at Windows on West Stella.
Awesome, thank you.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Say you're having a good time out there.
On 107.7 CFM.
It's CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Vibestown, the crew behind the famous and so fun Party in the Panic, announced last Thursday that they are kicking off the first weekend of summer with a brand new festival. The festival's name is Party in the Apocalypse. It will be happening at Churchill Park in Launceston. It's a two-day event and it's going to be lots of fun. To get all the details and behind the scene, because the lineup hasn't been released yet or when ticket sales will be available just yet, so we're trying to get all the details out of the artistic director, Jesse Higgs. He's on the line with me now. How are you this morning, Jesse? And also, the Apocalypse is a pretty hectic name.
Hey, Ari, I'm doing well. I'm doing real well. Pretty hectic term, isn't it?
You know, yeah, it is.
We don't want people to think it's all doom and gloom, but, you know, it's funny. We were thinking about, you know, a few different names. Like, we had Party in the Pandemic, and we're like, oh, that's a bit heavy. We can't use that yet or ever. And then, you know, the Apocalypse was just this word that kind of stuck out to us. And I was doing some research and, you know, the origin of the word apocalypse actually stems from, it doesn't necessarily mean the end of time. You know, I think that's how it's kind of been portrayed. It's a Greek word, I don't know how you pronounce it in that language, but basically it's talking about this great pause and this great kind of like a moment of insight and revelation. You know, it's a time to reflect, and I think at this point in time, you know, the whole world's kind of been put on pause, and it's a perfect time to rethink about, you know, what we can be doing in the future, you know, how festivals should be in the future. And we've always been really strong with our environmental stance and our social movements and different things like that. So for us, it's a really great opportunity to be like, all right, you know, here's the new era of festivals. We're kickstarting this. It's obviously a sibling festival to Party in the Paddock, the late, great Party in the Paddock.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
You know, the last thing we'd want to do is bring back something like that or try and do something like the Basin Concert in a time like this, because festivals are different at the moment. You know, unfortunately, there are restrictions still and there's nothing we can really do about that. We're really relying on the Department of Public Health. But what we can do is make the most of it, you know, and the Apocalypse is going to be all about that. It's like, how can we really embrace the times that we're in? You know, how can we, like, we're still thinking about dress themes. We're still going to have some of the biggest bands in the country. We're still going to give it that festival vibe and make it super interactive and you know, bring a lighthearted approach to, you know, pretty crazy time that we're living in. So I think we can really make the most out of it.
And it's still a two-day event?
Yeah, we're going to go two-day, and it is. It's important to note that it is only part one as well. There is going to be a part two somewhere else around the state later on. So there's a sequel coming. So it's, you know, we want to try and, because it's capped at 5,000, like this is something, you know, like Party in the Paddock was heading towards, you know, 9,500 people towards its final time, you know. So we want to try and make sure that whole audience can come, but obviously capped at 5,000 people. And it's just, two-day event. We'll just have the standard kind of like Friday and Saturday, kick it off at about noon each day and then go into the night. But it's non-camping, as we can't really, you know, camping people with restrictions is,
that's just next level. Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah.
So being a two-day event, will tickets be available to purchase either or day, or is it going to be just you purchase both days?
Yeah, so obviously we want everyone to come for the full experience, but yeah, there will be day tickets as per usual.
Yep, wonderful. Now, I have had some friends message me. They kind of want to get a little bit of insider information. Can you give me any details as who will be a part of the lineup? Any clues?
Clues just yet, because I might get a smack. But it's a big one. It's a good one. You know, it's like, I don't think people would be disappointed. We recently did the Bass Nish concert.
That sold out so quickly.
Sold out in 3 minutes.
That's
so,
like,
you know.
What?
Yeah, it was crazy. Like, people really want to check out live music. Like, you know, it's time to... That's why we want to do quite a few events. You know, we're going to bring the Basin concert back as well towards the end of summer. But, yeah, so it's going to be a big lineup. It's going to be Triple J-oriented. Yeah. That's kind of...
the style
of music.
You know,
that's what Paddock was, and that's kind of what Apocalypse will be. And it's a sibling kind of event. So people can expect the big names and, and yeah, part one and part two. So get ready for the action.
Awesome.
Join the apocalypse.
Obviously, with an event like this, there's lots of jobs available. For anyone that may be interested, I do have lots of hospitality friends, that might be interested in maybe, you know, providing a resume or working with you guys for these events. How can they get in touch with you?
So we'll have volunteer applications and basically a contact email via the website.
Yep.
At www.partyintheapocalypse.com.au.
Amazing.
But yeah, also hit us up on our Vibes Town website as well. That's just freshly gone up. So but we will be looking for plenty of volunteers, and you know, we like to rotate things around. So if it's not this festival, the
next
festival,
the next one.
You know, put your resume in there, put your experience in there. But we're happy to give anyone a go, pretty much. So, reach out to us.
Thank you so much for jumping on with me. So that is Party in the Apocalypse. It's happening at Churchill Park in Lonnie, which is super cool. So I know all our fellow friends along the northwest coast, I know my friends in particular, will definitely be purchasing tickets as soon as they go on sale and making the trek over there and making a weekend of it, of course. Capped to 5,000 people. So, I mean, I feel like tickets are going to go so fast when they do go on sale. And hopefully we can catch up with you once the lineup is released. Least.
For sure. Awesome, Ari. Thanks for having me. I'll see you at the apocalypse, hey?
Yeah. Hit music. CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Freebies.
Yes, it's time to hear where those freebies are and where the CFM street team are out and about.
Uh-huh. Load it up with the coast best free stuff.
They see me rolling.
It's the CFM street team.
It sure is the CFM street team. I want to give a huge welcome back to Zach Weeks. Yes, I would insert a drum roll, but I don't really know how. Good morning, Zach Weeks. Where are you this morning and what do you have on board?
Good morning, Ariel. We're going to try this. It's been a year and a half, and now I'm going to see how well it slips out of the tongue. Okay. We've got some Cripps Master Loaf in the CFM Cruiser. Oh, I forgot to say, we're at Harvey Norman, Devonport. I can see people lining up to get me already. We have, at Harvey Norman, Devonport, some Cripps Master Loaf, baking bread since 1878. We've got some stickers, some, what is this? Dinky Tipsy Koala hand sanitizer, 99.9% of germs gone and dusted up to whoop whoop. And we've got heaps of other bits and pieces to give out to you guys at Harvey Norman, Devonport, in the CFM Cruiser right now.
Thank you, Zach. And by the way, welcome back, mate.
Oh, thank you.
It's also really hard for me to say Zach Weeks without saying Zach Weeks from Zach Weeks Entertainment. Don't know how we're going to go about this.
I struggle saying that myself.
All right, welcome back and check him out. He's at Harvey Norman, Devonport. All righty, thank you. We're going to cross over to Takesha from the CFM street team. Now, she has actually found my Uncle George. Where are you this morning, Takesha?
Good morning, Ari. This morning, you can find me out in the CFM Cruiser at the Wynyard Wharf on board. I do have stickers and fresh loaves of bread, thanks to Cripps Master Loaf. I've also got flavoured milk, thanks to Better Milk. And of course, our Friends and Benefits K-Tags, if I actually have anything left, because I did indeed find Uncle George this morning. It was amazing. Had a great old chat with him. He says hello to all of our listeners as well. So you can come and find me, grab yourself some freebies. I'm at the Wynyard Wharf in the CFM Cruiser, powered by Harvey Norman Electrical.
Now, Takesha, Uncle George has been trying to find you for like over 12 months. He would be in his element this morning. He would be so happy.
He was indeed very happy. He walked right up to the door and he said, I need some freebies because it's my turn.
All right, head out and see Takesha. She's in the CFM Cruiser in Wynyard. All right, thank you, guys.
Word sandwich.
More.
Adam may be on leave, but Thea is still here. Okay, this is a game we like to play. We give you two words and you got to pretty much find the word that goes in between. So it could be, the two words could be like coffee and shop. And then shop front. So the middle word you're looking for would be shop. That's not today's word sandwich, by the way. I'm a little bit distracted because Adam's not here to calm me down. Anyway, if you do get it right, you will go in the draw to win a savoury box worth $60 from McCarthy's Bread Lounge. You can go in and taste the difference. Today's word sandwich words, Thea, what are they?
Your words for today are snow and house.
Snow and house. The number is 1-300-655-922. Snow and house. If you get it correct, you will go on the draw to win a savoury box from McCarthy's Bread Lounge.
Word sandwich.
More.
Let's go to the phones. 1-300-655-922. Hello, CFM. Who's this?
Hello, this is Abby Walker.
Hello, Abby Walker. And where are you from, Abby?
Bernie.
Abby Walker from Bernie. Okay, you are playing Word Sandwich. Today's words are...
Your words for today are snow and house.
Snow and house. What word do you think goes in the middle?
Is it white?
Congratulations.
The word for my sandwich is white. Snow white. White house.
You are in the draw to win a savoury box worth $60 from McCarthy's Bread Lounge in Ulverston. You can head in and taste the difference. Plus, that will feed about 30 people, Abby.
Really?
Yeah. So, congratulations.
Cool.
Now, today at 10 a.m. for absolutely free, you know how I love free stuff, the Devonport Food and Wine Festival have a bit of a tour, a Brand Seema Farm Tour. Now, this is where you can go check out the high-tech greenhouse operation and see snacking tomatoes.
Yummy.
Eggplant and capsicums being grown in a controlled environment. You can see pretty much all the ins and outs of how it's all worked, packaged, all sorts, and it's absolutely free. This is happening today at Brand Seema Farm Tour. Starts at 10 a.m. and finishes around 11, and maybe you will even get to snack.
Yummy.
One of those yummy tomatoes. If you'd like the full list of the program for Devonport Food and Wine Festival, you can just go to devonportfoodandwine.com.au.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
It's me, Ari, solo this week as Adam takes annual leave. Miss him already, to be honest. It's a bit lonely in the studio without him. And also trying to press all the buttons. I'm a little bit tired because I had the shakes all day because I was so nervous. A few nervous wheeze, but that's okay. You know, you got to push your boundaries and live on the edge a little bit. If you have any dog news, FYI, I'm in need for the rest of the week. You can message me on the Facebook page at CFM Tasmania. Like and follow us there because I am in need of some dog news and I don't want to repeat any that we've already done. So, yeah, if you can help me out, amazing. If you want to co-host with me, feel free. Again, message me through the Facebook page, CFM Tasmania. Like and follow us there. Pretty much an open book. If you want to come in, just knock on the door and I'll be back with you tomorrow morning from 6. Bye.